I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with U.S. President Donald Trump. As the countries move to strengthen political ties, Christians pray India's religious freedom issues will be addressed too. 12 Indian states currently have anti-conversion laws in place. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World.
This has been, of course, the way that the pro-Hindu forces have been able to stay within the Constitution of India, which guarantees freedom of religion. Say it's fine if you are whatever religion you are, but you can't convert from one to another.
In 2024, India saw an average of more than 2 incidents per day involving violence, arrests, forced taxation, or other targeting of Christians, says Podaiti. Pray that India's religious freedom concerns will not be sidelined in future political dialogue. And one of West Africa's Muslim-majority nations, Guinea, is home to dozens of unreached people groups. Believers in Guinea partner with World Missionary Press to make Jesus known. WMP's Helen Williams has worked with the same contact for 22 years and says recently,
he sent me a list of tribes that they had reached out to, some on the border with Mali.
This partner has big plans for 2025.
Their goal is to train 150 evangelists. They want to see a vibrant Christian community of Jesus followers in Guinea that will do multiplication of disciples.
Gospel literature in French supports these endeavors and more. Ask the Lord to give WMP and its partner in Guinea wisdom.
We'll be sending 6 million pieces, and it needs to be used as the Lord would want it to be used, and used judiciously.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.